The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Jesus said, "But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days, before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever had to just let out a sigh? I know my mom had to do that every once in a while. We would come in, we'd find a mud puddle, and we'd just be covered in mud. And that's all mom would do. She wouldn't get mad. She knew better than that, because kids are kids. And she allowed us to get dirty. But she knew she had her work ahead of her, because she had to... She'd take the garden hose and just spray us off before we could come into the house. Or you go out in the morning ready to go off to work or go off to wherever you're going to do, and your car has a flat. What do? Just let out a sigh. You could get angry, but that's not going to do you any good. You can kick it. That may make you feel better, but it really doesn't do anything for the situation. You just let out a sigh. You gather yourself together, and you deal with it. Either you find another ride, or you fix the tire, or you find somebody else to fix the tire for you. Sometimes we just need to take a breath. We need to stop, take in a deep breath, and let it out. Because the world is anxious. We get anxious. You know, we've just come through Thanksgiving weekend, or we're at the end of Thanksgiving weekend, and I sure hope you had good get-togethers with families or with friends, or maybe you took a trip. If you got together, if you might have had a house full at your own house where everybody comes to your house. And it was an anxious time to a certain extent, or before it happened, it was an anxious time. You had to clean the house, you had to prepare the food, you had to make invitations, you had to make counts, make sure tables were there, chairs were there, all the things were there. And then even at the event, I hope things went well, but sometimes they don't always do that. Something is missing, something didn't turn out right. Two uncles are going at it in politics or religion. Sometimes it just doesn't work. Sometimes it's an anxious time when everybody gets together. For the most part, you enjoy it, but there are things that can go wrong with it. And all you can do is sigh, or take a deep breath and let it out. Our gospel lesson is somewhat of an anxious Bible reading this morning. Jesus is talking about the end times. He's talking about no one knows when it's going to happen. No one knows. The Son doesn't know. Even the angels don't know. Only God the Father knows when the end of the world will happen, of when that will take place. And then he gives the example of Noah. Noah's out there building the ark just like God told him to do. People had no clue. They didn't know what was coming. They didn't expect what was coming. That a flood would wipe everybody out? No way. That's not going to happen. And so they thought Noah was a little crazy, maybe. You know, he's up there. And I can just see people coming by and passing by and saying, "Hey, Noah, you're building a farm way up there. Maybe you need to go to the funny farm. People just didn't understand. They went about their normal business, but the business they were going about was humanly business. It says they were marrying and giving away in marriage. They were eating, they were partying, they were doing whatever they did. Just the busyness of life. They had no clue what was coming, even though the message was clear. There was no mistaking an ark was a boat for animals. There was going to be a flood, and they paid no attention to it. We're in the midst, or we're at the very beginning of Advent this morning. Advent is a time, Advent actually means coming. Something is coming. And what we celebrate this Advent is, we celebrate the coming celebration of the birth of Christ. We know that will be happening here within, 25 or 26 days from now, will be the celebration of Christmas. But as Christians then too, that's a celebration of something that happened in the past, that God sent his only Son into the world to save us. And that event transpired. Jesus was born. He grew up. He taught. He preached. He bring life to people. He raised people up. He performed miracles. He healed people. And he taught them about the coming of the kingdom of God. Those events are in the past. Jesus went to the cross and he died for us. And he rose again. We know that. But we celebrate that birth of this Savior coming into the world in another month. Today we are in Advent. And so as we look and prepare for that celebration, we're also preparing for something else. We're preparing for the return of Christ, because Christ has made that promise that he is coming again. But again, too, our times seem to be anxious. We've just gotten through the Thanksgiving weekend. And if you were the one who hosted at your house, well, maybe you're just kind of letting out a sigh as you look at the house and all the stuff that's still in there and that needs to be put away and cleaned up. Or if you have traveled, then you let out a sigh because you have made it safely home. Or maybe while you were driving, you just had to let a sigh as you were creeping along at 10 miles an hour because of a traffic jam. And now we got to do it all over again in another month. And this time it's even bigger, because now you got to go shopping for all the Christmas gifts, plan for travel, plan for more celebrations. It just gets to be an anxious time. It's a wonderful time. It's a wonderful family time to spend time with your family or spend time with your friends, and of giving of gifts to other people. It's a wonderful time, but it can also be very stressful, and it can be very anxious. And what we can do is take a breath and let it out, somewhat of a sigh. And that's kind of what Advent is. It's a time to stop. It's a time to stop and take a breath. It's time to stop and think about what we are actually celebrating. We're celebrating that birth. But yes, we are still anticipating that second coming of Christ as well. Stop and think about those things. Advent has been described as a mini Lent. It's actually a repentant time to stop and think. How do I change my life? How do I stop and focus upon what truly matters? How do I stop and focus upon my faith in Jesus Christ? Lent is a time, it can be a time of fasting. It is a time of prayer and of meditation. It's a time to think that these are holy days, not just holidays, but holy days, because of what's surrounding all these events. Of Christ coming to this earth, and of Christ returning once again. And so we stop, we take a deep breath, we sigh, and we wait for that coming of Christ. Amen.